would be your
joints.
And the upper part of a man's body is called his
torso, isn't it?
Torso. Mm-hmm. And then you say this would be your
shoulders.
And this would be your this whole thing here.
Hand.
And you say you have
two hands.
This what we walk on would be a
feet.
Then the front part of your leg, the part that you knock into things.
Shin.
Now if you're squatting down, like on the back part of your thighs, you'd say you're squatting down on your
your hunches.
On your hunches. Have you ever heard anybody say they hunker down?
Yeah.
Would that be the same as squat down? And if somebody's been sick and they're okay now, but they might say feel it's a little bit
pale or peaked. Did you say peaked?
Yeah, peaked. Well, you think of everything. I don't know how you think of everything.
I've heard of. I remember.
Yeah, but you remember not you, but you notice them, you know, and keep up with them. How about a person who can lift heavy weights? You say that person is really
strong.
And how about a person who's not really fat, but just kind of thick? You say that person's.
Maybe I don't follow you.
They're not really fat, but they're sort of solid, I guess. Maybe a nice way of saying fat.
We said the other one, did we say the other one was strong? Or did
strong. Okay, yeah. How about stout?
Yes. Well, stout.
Now, a person that's really easy to get along with, you'd say they're. That person is. Good natured or.
Good natured, yeah.
How about a person who's always knocking into things all the time, you'd say they're really.
I call them scatterbrains. I don't know if that's right or not.
How about a person who would never spend a cent of money?
He's a miser. Gotta be.
How about the word miser, and then how about if it's got tight with it, you say he's a tight.
Tight what?
Tight watch. Mm-hmm. You've heard that too. If you were using the word common, like if you said that girl is very common, what would you mean?
Well, I believe that that you would. Well, there's several ways I believe, but I believe what you mean is that she's not too pretty, and she comes in the big class. A lot of girls weren't pretty, and this that, and other. In other words, she doesn't have anything that excels.
Mm-hmm.
See. Well, that may not be the answer you want, but
that's what I'm saying.
But another way of common would be they have heard of women of ill repute.
Oh, you've heard it that way too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That they're just a common so-and-so.
Now, if you were talking about somebody that was, say, 90 years old and could still really get around real well, you'd say that person was really
active. Lucky.
Lucky, yeah. How about a little kid who just can't sit still in a chair? You'd say that kid's really
fidgety. Or mean, I don't know.
If one of your children was out later than usual, you might say now, you wouldn't say you felt easy, you'd say you felt
uneasy.
Now, if somebody that you just could not joke with without that person losing his temper, you'd say that person was really
touchy.
Touchy, mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Stop that just a minute. On any kind of business, I stayed around 11, 10:30 or 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, you just tell me.
About 15 minutes.
One thing I was curious about, I noticed in your memoirs, the way you began when you were talking about